We are a small island, the most west periphery of our European Union. We see from the movement online in terms of cybersecurity that we are not at the races when it comes to protecting that island. We see boats off the coast and air force off the coast of particularly in the west where we're from, from other countries, in particular Russia. And we have not funded the Defence Force, in my belief, for generations to the standard it needs. That if anything was to change tomorrow morning, we do not have enough men and women and others in the positions they need to fulfill the obligations of what they've trained to do in terms of Defence Force. We have to become very sophisticated when it comes to cyber security. We have a number of individuals being trafficked throughout the EU, in Ireland in particular, about 1,000. And we have no way of, in my belief, really seeing the detail of how those individuals, particularly young women and children, being trafficked. We also have a war very close to Europe and our European Union. We have to get really real about that. And we have men and women who have played, to your point earlier, as peacemakers in third countries. And they do a service. And they need to be, in terms of pay remuneration, in terms of retention of staff, in terms of retraining and consistently getting ready for what could come. It doesn't diminish our neutrality, but it certainly makes us, we have to become aware of the fact that we have a war within a very short space of us.